Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Knudsen. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Vaughn throws the ball into Randolph who tags Guillen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reigns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reigns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs hits a fly ball for a single. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bichette hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bichette. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Pasqua scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Karkoviche moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sviam hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Julio Macardo now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bichette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bichette hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Dempsey moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to third. Sviam moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fletcher throws to second for one, and Guillen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dempsey scores. Sviam scores. Randolph moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount is walked intentionally. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stubbs hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Paul now pitching. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Lee now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Brewers, 6. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Sviam can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it, throws to second, with Sviam covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing left field. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 3 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Bichette. The throw from Karkovice and he is safe. Bichette steals second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a ball on the ground for a single. Thomas moves to third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bichette is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bichette hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Holmes now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche is 0 for 4 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a line drive for a single. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Svium fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gantner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dempsey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Darrell Hamilton pinch runs for Rick Dempsey. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sviem is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sviem strikes out. There goes Hamilton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Molitor is walked intentionally. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now catching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Hoff now pitching. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bichette is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-5 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holmes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holmes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Don August now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sosa hits a ball on the ground for a single. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sosa moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche bunts towards the mound. August fields it and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to third. Snyder moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Gantner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sosa scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Dean tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Raines steals second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Vaughn bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bichette reaches second base with a double. Vaughn moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. Bichette tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-7, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bichette tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, White Sox. Greg Brock pinch hits for Dale Sviam. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears pinch runs for Greg Brock. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 0 for 5 in the game. With two walks. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to third. Brian Drummond now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Randolph is 0 for 6 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spears scores. Molitor moves to second. It's White Sox, 9, Brewers, 9. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 5 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sosa is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sosa strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs is 3-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bichette is 4-for-7 in the game, with three singles and a double. Bichette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Guillen strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball four. Fletcher moves to second. Joey Cora pinch runs for Scott Fletcher. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-8 in the game, with three singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Edwards now pitching. Joey Cora now playing second base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and two walks. Molitor is walked intentionally. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Randolph is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder is walked intentionally. Matt Morello pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Morello now catching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-6 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 3-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Raines is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 4-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Bichette strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a pop-up beyond short. Guillen can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Morello and he is safe. Gantner steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-0 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Molitor is walked intentionally. Surhoff moves to second. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1-for-8 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Surhoff moves to third. Molitor moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.